people and bison. We first met 75,000 years ago.
They're a Pleistocene animal.
Ever since, we've been hunting them, and painting them, and walking with them into new lands.
They're built to survive. I mean, they're amazing.
Before Europeans arrived in North America, there were more than 50 million bison here.
The largest assemblage of mammalian biomass the world has ever seen.
By 1901, there were just 23 wild bison left.
The elders never imagined that there would be a time that there were not bison here for us.
But now, bison are making a comeback, so we have some decisions to make.
Bison are not allowed to go beyond a certain point, and if they do, they are hazed and are sent to slaughter.
Everybody has this big dream that free roam and it's going to be so good for it, but it's not.
It's up to us to say, okay, well, how are we going to do this?
This eerie parallel, the herding up of Indians and the herding up of bison.
Yes, America could live with free-ranging wild bison.
I don't think in Montana there is a place for free-roaming bison.
I love going to battle for these animals. And for us, for our culture.
Hey, this is Amy Martin, and this is Threshold. Or it's going to be. On Thursday, February 2nd, the first episode of this new show will be released, and if you subscribe, it will be magically delivered from my computer to your phone. So the way Threshold works is each season we're going to explore one story from the natural world and what it says about us. This first season is all about bison in America. Next season, something else. We've got ideas for what that something else might be, and we'll be asking for yours, too. And speaking of your ideas, we want to hear from you. Like, literally. Hear your voice, and maybe even put it in the show. This is an appeal for listener participation.
Hey, it's me.
Tell us about your bison encounters, or buffalo encounters. Bison is just the scientifically correct term for buffalo. So, have you met one? Where, and when, and how old were you? What happened? Most importantly, how did it make you feel? Paint a picture for us. Tell us a story. But don't write to us about it, okay? This is audio. We need to hear your voice, like this.
And all I could hear was this, like, grunting and huffing.
I've even had bison inside my yard.
They're a symbol, I think, but they're also just giant.
So if you have a bison story you'd like to share, please call us on the phone and leave us a message. Or you can record yourself using the little voice memo thingy on your phone and then text it to our email address. All the instructions are in the show notes and also on our website, thresholdpodcast.org. Now, I know this is kind of a big ask. You don't even know me or what this show is all about. So let me tell you where I'm coming from here. One of the reasons I created Threshold is that I'm convinced a much bigger proportion of society is more reasonable and well-intentioned than we've come to assume. And that if we could just hear each other out, like really sincerely try to listen to each other, we could find a lot more common ground on some of our thorniest issues. I'm not saying our problems would just disappear. I think there are real substantive disagreements out there, and some of them go very deep. What I'm saying is, I think it's possible to have passionate opinions about something and also be curious about how the people we disagree with end up seeing things so differently. So I want Threshold to be a place where you can get that curiosity satisfied, where you hear from people who think like you, whatever that means, and also people who don't. So this thing I'm asking you to do now, to call us with your bison stories, it's a first little trial balloon of something I want to do a lot more of. I'm going to ask you questions throughout the season, and then I want to release your responses here on the podcast to make you and your thoughts a real part of the show. Of course, that will only work if people respond, and I have no idea if you will. It's harder and more vulnerable to let your actual voice be heard rather than just dashing off a quick Facebook post or whatever. But that's kind of the point, because we've all had enough shouting matches on social media to last us a lifetime, right? That's just not getting us anywhere. In fact, it sets us back, because everybody just walks away feeling more hardened in their own beliefs and more certain that the people they disagree with are total jerks. So let's try something different. Let's see what happens if we actually hear from each other, human to human. Call us up. Tell us your bison stories. The number is in the show notes and on our website, thresholdpodcast.org. And soon we will be back with our first episode. It's kind of like we're about to cross the threshold. Sorry, I couldn't resist.